starting with the best student in the class. I thought Donald Trump probably had his strongest debate of the night, I think. I give him an A. He was just Donald Trump, you know, the last five debates, and that sufficed for him. But tonight he kind of broke up his show, I think, especially with the exchange about New York values between him and Ted Cruz, really solidified that. He kind of got knocked down a peg when Cruz and him were going back and forth about the whole Canadian birther issue, but he hit back hard invoking the 9/11 attacks, talking about, you know, New York values aren't liberal values. They are, you know, values shared by all Americans. So I thought that was a strong night for him. And I think Cruz also had a strong night. I give him a B+. He commanded the stage. He directed the discussion. And he really showed the base of the Republican Party, you know, I'm your guy, him and Trump both. And I think the GOP establishment's waking up this morning. You know, at the beginning of the week, they probably were a little worried about Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, but I think they're waking up this morning and thinking, what did we do? Like, we're going to have to go with one of these two guys, because I don't see any of the establishment candidates breaking through and getting the nomination. So I guess going down from Ted Cruz, you got Christie. I give him a B. Chris Christie, New Jersey governor, I give him a B. He was kind of on cruise control the whole night. He's a good debater, and he's shown that the past couple of times, and he did what he needed to do. He kind of belittled the freshman senators, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida and Senator Cruz, you know, how they kind of nitpick about details about different policy things. And he's like, you know, these guys don't have any of the executive experience that I do, you know, leading a state and making the tough decisions that a president needs to make. And so he kind of made that case to voters, and I think he did what he needed to do to stay relevant in New Hampshire, where he's kind of placing all his bets. From there, I give John Kasich, governor of Ohio, a B as well. Some people may disagree that, you know, because they think he's kind of annoying or his weird mannerisms, but he did what he needed to do. He projected the sense of he's a happy warrior, you know, going forward. He's ready to fight for the American people. He does a good job of selling his record of what he's done in Ohio with cutting the deficit and adding new jobs to the economy and cutting the employment rate down below the national average. He did a good job, and I think it's showing now in the polls in New Hampshire where he's moving up to second place behind Trump. And so I think he did what he needed to do to appeal to that group of moderate to independent voters that he's targeting. Down there, we have, let's see, Jeb Bush, B- probably. You know, it's too little too late for the governor of Florida. He set the expectations really high at the beginning of this campaign, and he just couldn't live up to them. You know, he would be a great president under most people's eyes, good demeanor, has thorough policy positions, but he just can't sell himself. And it's too little too late. I just read something this morning where a lot of major Bush donors are waiting to get the green light to stop giving money to him and to go to different candidates. I think he's kind of on life support now. So he had a decent debate for himself, but it's too little too late. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida had a fine night. I'd give him a B-, though. He's a great debater, stays on message, but he's kind of a robot in the sense that he kind of speaks from talking points. There was one point where he's trying to criticize Chris Christie on his support of Planned Parenthood, or supposed support of Planned Parenthood, and he messed up one of his catchy lines that was supposed to get a lot of applause, and I think it kind of showed a chink in his armor a bit. But he had to keep interjecting himself into the conversation a lot. He wasn't kind of driving the conversation. So I think as compared to the last few debates, his performance was a step down. And I don't think, in general terms speaking, he did a great job of making himself relevant and making that appeal to the establishment voters. Hey, Jeb's not the guy anymore. I am. And I don't think he's going to be able to find himself a state within the first five primary states where he can actually win outright either. So I don't think he did a great job of that. And Dr. Ben Carson, I'd probably give a C-. He is just spiraling out of control. He did not do a good job last night. He just is, I don't know. His campaign's in turmoil. He's dropped from second place in national polling in Iowa to, you know, fourth or fifth now, and he hasn't really stopped the bleeding at all. So I didn't see him reversing any trend, and I think it's a matter of time until he drops it out, but he didn't do anything.